Two laws, moral and ceremonial. Many try to blend these two systems, using the texts that speak of the ceremonial law to prove that the moral law has been abolished, but this is a perversion of the scriptures. The ceremonial system was made up of symbols pointing to Christ, to his sacrifice and priesthood. This ritual law with its sacrifices and ordinances was to be performed by the Hebrews until type met antitype in the death of Christ. Then all the sacrificial offerings were to cease. It is this law that Christ took, out of the way, nailing it to his cross. But concerning the law of 10 commandments, the psalmist declares, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And Christ himself says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Here he teaches that the claims of God's law should hold as long as the heavens and the earth remain. Concerning the law proclaimed from Sinai, Nehemiah says, "Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments." And Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, declares, "The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." While the Savior's death brought to an end the law of types and shadows, it did not detract from the obligation of the moral law. The very fact that it was necessary for Christ to die in order to atone for the transgression of that law, proves it to be immutable.